Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, have you had breakfast yet?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd normally have your Special K.
Oh, yeah. Hey. How good are those two?
Oh, hang on. You've turned around. They are the best thing that's happened to tennis. They are very... Not keen, Phil.
No, not keen. Look, very good entertainment. Love watching it. But that Kyrgios, I think he's in a different world, isn't he?
He's in a very special world. He's earning a lot of money, Phil.
Yeah, I know.
And I tell you what, Phil, he can play the game.
Absolutely. One of the most talented, other than McEnroe, I reckon he's one of the most talented tennis players I've seen.
But guess
what?
He's
got every shot in the book.
But he's also highly intelligent, Phil, because I'll tell you something.
What?
He doesn't take life too seriously, and he's earning a lot of money doing it.
Yeah,
eh?
I know.
How can you be at the nightclub at 3 o'clock and then play tennis like that, eh? No, honestly.
He's a different cat. There's no doubt about it. He's in a different world.
He's done for tennis the greatest favour in the world. How many times have you ever seen men's doubles? Have you ever heard of that?
Hey? Who won last year's, Rick? Yeah, I'll put that question to you. Who won the year before?
Well, it doesn't...
Who cares?
Who cares? That's but, Phil, can you remember the last time that we actually had the men's doubles final featured on the front page of the paper?
No, I was looking at that before, Rick. That is unbelievable. And we've got two Aussies in there.
Now, how good's this? The Special Ks,
yes,
are playing the Big Macs.
Oh.
Hey? The Big Macs, Matt Ebden and
yes.
Max Purcell, two names that just realize you've had plenty
big
of
Big M's,
them.
Big K's, Super K's, or whatever they're called, Special K's.
So, Phil, I'm disappointed. Yeah, that's four great Aussies.
Have you ever heard of, other than Kyrgios, have you ever heard of any others? Cock and Arcus, you probably have.
Cocker's a very...
Oh, I bet you've never... I've heard of Matty Ebden, but he's been around for years and never really done anything. Yeah.
Well,
Purcell, never heard of him.
Everybody knows him now because they're playing the big K's.
Exactly right.
Eh? You compare... I mean, now, first of all, I think she's lovely, but you take... The Barty Party, right? Now, she is obviously now well established as the number one women's player.
Yep.
And will probably win. She's like a machine. The problem I have with her is I don't have a problem with her other than that she, if she wasn't an Australian, nobody would be excited about the upcoming final. She's a bit of a Federer or somebody, isn't she?
Oh, absolutely. Federer, Lendl. Yeah, Lendl was one of the most boring tennis players you ever want to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, but God, it reminds me,
I think I might have said this sometime on the show, that I think it's it was summed up many years ago when a reporter asked, what's his name, the Swedish champion, Bjorn Borg.
Oh, Borg, yeah.
He asked Bjorn Borg what his philosophy was to playing tennis, and Bjorn... quietly looked at him and said, hitting the ball back over the net once more than the opposition.
Another boring tennis player. Beyond ball.
So, anyway, good luck to Ash.
Absolutely.
But I'm all for the Special K's. No.
Look, they are good entertainment. My God, I tell you what, that Kyrgios is in a... He's in a different world, Rick.
Look, Rick... Well, I hear that he gets most of that different world when he's at the nightclub the night before. Is that right?
He's on something. Okay, moving on. The mixed doubles, we've got this Aussies in the mixed doubles, and how exciting is that?
Have we really?
Yeah, two household names. Fawless and Kluber.
Oh.
Kubler. Yeah, so the two Aussies in the mixed doubles.
That's terrific that you're following that, eh?
I can't wait for that final.
And I bet you don't know who they're playing either.
No, you're right. And the other thing is, Rick, I don't really care.
Now,
good luck to them.
I think we should go back to the Special case. Just imagine the money they're making.
Well, speaking of money, Rick. Speaking of money.
Are we? We are now, anyway.
$75 million are up for grabs at the Aussie Open.
And you wonder why Nick's acting like he is, eh? He'd be getting half of that, wouldn't he, Nick?
Well, I don't know what the doubles get, actually. They're probably about half of... They're probably in nearly a million between them.
Oh, what bad luck.
Something like that, I would guess. The winner of the Aussie Open this year, just a lazy $2.875 million.
2.875 million, which brings me to another
women
point.
Women and men the same?
That was the point I was leading to.
Oh, we're all over this.
Well, we are, except that what happened to the concept of equal pay for equal work? So why? So surely the women should only get 3/5 of what the men get.
It used to be that way, Rick, and they changed that probably about 5, 6, 7 years ago, equal pay. Yep, and they play the best of 3, as you know, Rick. That's where we're heading. Yeah. Men best of 5.
Very good. Phil.
So they can be, like, let's say Nadal could play an extra 10 hours on the court Ash Barty.
Well, I mean,
for the same money.
Well, I mean, Barty will probably win straight sets 6-2, 6-3.
Yeah,
an hour. And the final will probably last 5 hours.
Yes,
I mean, like,
these are an hour a set.
And I've got nothing against women, full stop, nothing against women sportsmen, but they've got to earn their keep.
I don't think it should be equal. There should be something. Anyhow, the runner-up, 1.575. If you just make a semi-final, 895,000. A quarterfinal, 538. We'll go down to the first round. 103,000, you lose the first round. Thank you very much.
I'm going out and getting my volley. I'm getting my Dunlop volleys out.
Get the old wooden racket out the shed and away we go.
I'm quite happy to go down in the first round.
I'll go down in the first round of qualifying. So virtually you've won a couple of little tournaments around and you've qualified to get in. 25,000 to lose the first round of qualifying.
That's ridiculous. Eh? No.
God.
Gee, no wonder Nick enjoys playing his tennis.
Oh, well.
And do you reckon how many sponsorships and car adverts will Nick get out of this?
Oh, well, you know, that's right. If he gets, let's say they get 800,000 or whatever, 400,000 each, and their sponsorship would be...
Double that.
Easily. Yeah. Easily double that. Yeah. So, you know, they're on a good wicket.
I'm on Nick's side.
Look, don't get me wrong. I love watching it. But
I went out and bought a special packet of Special K yesterday because I'm going to have it on the morning of the final.
When is it? Tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, Saturday, I think so. Yeah. I'm going to have it because four Aussies. You'll never forget this. This is one of the great moments in the history of Australian sport. But it puts into perspective all this 75 million. The Crows, $30 million.
There's another story.
How sad's that, eh?
They missed out on the Brompton.
How sad is that?
So off to the Thibet Noble.
Isn't it incredibly coincidental that this has come about announced just as it were moments before a state election?
Oh.
And the Crows are the right arm of the South Australian Liberal Party. Good old Johnny Olsen. It'd be interesting in the rooms of the Liberal Party in the last few days discussing what's going on. The fact of the matter is that Brompton should have and wasn't and ever never should have been up for grabs in the first... Well, for them. Because you've already got a... I wonder if Johnny knows that there's an oval at Thebenin already.
Yeah. I mean, they don't even play there.
That's right. And, I mean, the other fascinating thing, Phil, is that, I mean, obviously a $30 million development is going to make you a better player. I mean...
It won't.
Well, I mean, I don't understand the... They're playing on a cow paddock now, training.
Yeah.
Because of West Lakes.
Houses all around
them. That's right. They've got a toilet block, a bit like the toilets in the central market. And... You know, maybe that's the reason that they're at the bottom of the premiership table, eh? $30 million.
Well, I don't know either, Rick.
I mean, it's pretty amazing that there are a lot of other very successful AFL teams that don't have $30 million developments.
Yeah. I mean, look at Port. I mean, they're about to update theirs too, but not in that sort of capacity, I don't think. But they are building a new sort of training facility. But enough of that, Rick. Do you want to move on to some bowls?
I think it's time for the lawn bowls.
The lawn bowls. Rick.
Did you get washed out?
No, we're tougher than that, Rick.
Oh, you're under a roof.
Played through it. No, I wasn't under a roof.
What, on the carpet?
Got bloody wet through, I tell you that. We're on the carpet. Made real no difference. It was sliding through a bit, but... You know, good bowlers get over the top of that, Rick.
Well,
as you saw last Friday, the man in action.
I suppose a man of your talent can adapt to any
environment. Yep, yep. Exactly. Wipe your balls off and away you go.
There you go. So come on.
So
on
one Saturday.
Yes.
One comfortably Saturday.
Oh, right.
No match Wednesday because of obviously Australia Day. And this week, Wednesday, we're off to Henley. We play the last match of the season because it was meant to be Country Carnival. That's all finished because of COVID. So the country people aren't coming down.
So this is the last minor round game?
No.
Oh.
No. They're bringing the last minor round game forward for this week. So the season will be shortened by a week. Right, I don't know why they just didn't move it, you know, straight down the line. But anyway, they brought the last game forward, and so we'll finish a week early.
Jeez, that'll confuse a few of them.
Tell me, it's confused me. So we're off to Henley this week. Bottom side, Henley. We're just above them.
I was going to say, I reckon I'm backing Henley on their home ground.
Well, on the home deck down there at the windswept Henley Beach.
I've had the experience of playing down at Victor Harbour on the windswept. You could be in strife down there. I reckon you should go down for a quick practice this afternoon. It depends whether you're having an onshore or an offshore break.
No, we'll knock them off comfortably. Don't you worry, Rick. I'll come back in next week.
I will remember to replay that.
Okay. And Saturday, Toorak should absolutely go through them like a hot knife through butter.
Is that right?
Should be all rinks up at Toorak, at the beautiful Toorak. Oh,
that's
beautiful.
This is a big call, you know.
I know. This is two wins.
This is for a team that goes up and down like a Coca-Cola yo-yo. You remember the Coca-Cola yo-yo?
I do.
Yeah, that's about the form that you mob have got, I reckon.
That's enough of my bowls. Let's get on to the local Brosolite and Gawler. No, not Gawler, sorry. Brosolite League.
Yep. Did they get washed out? No, obviously.
No. Shortened games, though. Some of them are shortened. It looks like Tanunda played a full one. Maybe Lindock did too. Lindock lost to Kapunda. Kapunda back in the winner's circle. 90-97. Speaking of yo-yos.
I told you, wrote them off. And then
I wrote them off. Yeah. They're still sitting third. Tanunda easily accounted for it. You'd under 113-75. Angaston, a shortened game, obviously. 89 to Mount Pleasant, 37. That was top versus bottom. And Newry easily accounted for Freelings. That was second versus second to bottom, 89 to 30. Just bringing up, obviously, a rain-shortened game. Stewie Forbes skipped for Newry. 32-1 he won on Saturday. So the Freeling team only got one shot, Rick.
That'd be just about a record.
Well, it doesn't happen very often. It was a shortened game. They reckon they would have got 50 if they played. They only played 15 ends. So 10 short, they would have got a 50 badge, which you get a 50 badge for. So quickly, I'll run through their ladder. Angaston, Newry, Kapunda and Lindock. Well, now Tanunda, only one game out of that four. So there's still a chance with 4 weeks to go. So that's about it.
I note that your predictions have been
very, very accurate.
I was going to say all over the place. That comes to mind. In fact, I reckon you've mentioned that anyone could possibly make it at this point in time. Freeling, I wouldn't give much of a chance.
No, Freeling, Mount Pleasant are gone, and Yadunda. They're all gone.
Right. So
it's really only Tanunda that are left to get into that top four. Well, four weeks left.
Brave call. Are they going to make it?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I'll tell you next week. I'll tell you next week with 3 weeks to go, all right?
That is convincing. Now, listen, I reckon we've got to go. Now that we've done that,
yep.
Let's briefly talk about one of the highlights of the week, the semi-final of the Big Bash League.
Wowee, hey? How to throw a game away?
Well, I just find it... first of all... our dear listeners will note that I actually will admit that I did watch it.
I knew you did. You rang me and I thought, he's bloody will watch that.
It was one of the most ridiculous games I've ever seen
huge
in my life.
Huge crowd?
Well, there wasn't.
Did
a
you
huge
see
crowd.
Those
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, I did. I saw about six of them. Seagull. Anyway, what I'm amazed at is that it is a Big Bash and that's fine. I accept all that. But I find it really interesting, the inconsistencies of who gets criticised and who doesn't.
Yep.
Now, the fact of the matter is that they're saying how unlucky were the Strikers to lose. Well, they weren't unlucky at all.
Threw it away.
Well, Carey's missed the stumping first ball. Then Matt Renshaw Can you believe
I reckon
that?
I could have caught that.
You would have caught that.
Yeah. Because he hardly even had to move. All he had to do was catch the damn thing.
My dead budgie could have caught that in its beak.
You didn't even have one.
But you know, that is just...
Oh, it is.
Now, given that, and given the criticism that they've copped, how can... I know I mention him all the time. How can our Travie receive a get-out-of-jail card? That would be... This is the man who supposedly is the test cricketer of the series.
Yep.
Red-hot form. Been repicked in the Australian T20 side.
Was vice-captain.
Was vice-captain. That would be... I mean, we laugh at Renshaw's drop catch and Kerry's mis-stumping. That shot that Travie achieved in getting out for three was disgraceful.
Mm.
I don't care whether people think that I'm having a go at him or not. That is a disgraceful shot. Now, inexcusable, particularly given that they'd lost early wickets.
We needed him to step up. We really needed him. It was a beauty. Trav's in. You know, I reckon he'll step up here. And he's been picked in the Australian one-day thing now. So, you know, it's good form.
I just found it extraordinarily interesting that he's escaped criticism.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And
which he seems to... He must be everyone's child favourite or something because he never seems to get criticised.
Well, I tell you what, Kerry's shot wasn't any better.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't, but he wasn't also the Australian
But
Ashes champion.
And then I met that Matt Short. That wasn't a bad, nice little slips catch practice, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was it slips catch practice or...?
I mean, it sums up the game. And again, a bit like you said with the tennis, in 4 months' time, perhaps even 4 weeks' time, who will remember and who will care?
Yeah.
But you give a bloke who opens the batting, should have been out first ball and then dropped, getting to 98.
Yep.
Now, the only other thing, and we are beginning to run out of time, what did you think of the retirement, second to last ball of the innings?
Well, apparently they're allowed to do it.
Of course. Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was incredibly clever.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, very, very smart thinking.
He couldn't run, so they
retired him. They couldn't run. They brought him in because he can hit a long ball.
Yeah.
But when they only needed two to win, very smart thinking. And
Dizzy would have done that.
Well, Dizzy's admitted that it was within the rules of cricket. It was. I mean, there's the coverage. You know, typical press. They're trying to show underarm bowling and all this sort of stuff and equate it to that. Well, that's rubbish.
Yeah.
It was quite legitimate.
Yep.
You are entitled to retire any player any time during a game of cricket. End of story.
Yep. So they've got to struggle, though. Hell, they've got some injuries now, the Sixers, surely.
Oh, well, I mean, how we didn't win that game. Well, we didn't win the game because we played badly.
Oh, absolutely. We made the errors to lose the match, basically.
So we are running out of time.
We are. Yes. Quickly, we've no Brosnan Light cricket this week. It's a washout, total washout. So sorry, Chris Gurz. We'll bring it to you next week.
We will
indeed.
And talk
about young Trent.
We will. Now, did you hear about Don's granddad?
No.
He retired when he was 65 and he moved his house... Or he moved to a house near the beach. He made a resolution that since he was no longer working, he was going to walk 5 kilometres a day. That was in 1980. He's 92 years old now and no one knows where he is.
Sounds like me. Sharon said, keep walking.
All right, folks. Well, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.